Welcome. Today we're discussing the exciting new Gemma 3 family of models from Google. It's been a relatively quiet year since Gemma 2 debuted, but this new release is making a splash with not two, but four new models.
Four models? Wow, that's a big jump. Tell me more, what are the sizes and what makes them so special?
We've got a 1B, a 4B, a 12B, and a whopping 27B parameter model. And get this, Google is releasing both base and instruction-tuned versions. This is huge for researchers and anyone who wants to do their own fine-tuning, especially with reinforcement learning.
That's fantastic. Having access to the base models opens up so many possibilities. But what about capabilities? Are there any significant improvements over Gemma 2?
Absolutely. Gemma 3 goes multimodal. The 4B, 12B, and 27B models now handle both text and image understanding using a modified SIGLIP encoder. Think visual question answering, image captioning, a whole new world of applications.
Multimodal, that's amazing. What about context length? That's always a crucial factor.
Massively improved. The 1B model has a context window of 32,000 tokens, but the others boast a whopping 128,000. That's four times larger. Google has already done the heavy lifting with rope scaling, so we're ready to go right out of the box.
Impressive. So longer context, multimodal, anything else? What about multilingual capabilities?
Don't forget the multilingual boost. Double the multilingual data compared to Gemma 2, combined with the powerful 256K tokenizer, makes these models incredibly versatile for different languages and cross-lingual tasks.
I see. Interesting. With all these enhancements, how does the performance stack up against previous models and even proprietary ones?
Well, they've tweaked the architecture, optimized the attention layers, and incorporated knowledge distillation. The 4B model is reportedly competitive with Gemma 2's 27B model, and the new 27B model rivals Gemini 1.5 Pro. Talk about a performance leap.
That's really something. But hang on, training such large models must require some serious hardware. Do they mention anything about the training process?
They trained on a mix of TPU v4 and v5s. Interesting. They haven't jumped to the latest TPUs. Makes you wonder what those are reserved for. They also used a mix of knowledge distillation and reinforcement learning for post-training, further refining performance and alignment.
Got it. So what's the bottom line? What's the most exciting aspect of this release for you?
The accessibility. Powerful models like the 12B, especially when quantized, will run comfortably on local machines. This empowers researchers, developers, and anyone interested in exploring LLMs without relying on expensive cloud services. Plus, the integration with Hugging Face Transformers, LangChain, and other platforms makes it even easier to dive in and experiment.
I totally agree. This really democratizes access to cutting-edge AI. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
The Gemma 3 release is a game changer. With its multimodal capabilities, extended context, multilingual prowess, and impressive performance, it's definitely a model family worth exploring. And don't forget about the new Shield Gemma model for enhanced safety. So much to discover. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.